Kofches Sivan, Thursday the 30th of June, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Amirias Parshas HaKavonos.
Morning everyone. For those of you who've learnt, finished Masechus Menachos, so I'd like to bring out the point, which is in the last Amud of Masechus Menachos. It's to do with Parshas HaKavonos, Parshas Chukas, we also Parshas Koraduma is to do with Karbonos. So I'd like to bring out a point which is very, people don't notice, the Gemara says, famous Gemara, we all know. Gemara brings the pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ma'atech Siv, Zois Teras Achatos, Zois Teras Oshom. Kol Oisik B'Teras Chatos, Kilo Hikriv Chatos, Kol Oisik B'Teras Oshom, Kilo Hikriv Oshom. Gemara brings the famous Gemara. Somebody learns, you've all been Oisik, Zvochim Yenoches, so you mean Mekayim, Oisik B'Teras Chatos, B'Teras Oshom. It's kill you brought that carbon, you brought carbon chatos, you brought a carbon osham. Similarly, the Gemara brings in the end of Tanis, the Gemara brings Avraham Avinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu after the Day Amabul, he told the Eibishter, who knows, the Kalison in the future, if they'll do again Averis, maybe we'll bring them another Mabul. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, no, I'm not going to bring any more Mabul. So Avraham Avinu asked the Eibishter, how can you promise me? So Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Choli egla mushaleshes. If you bring me korbanos, when Klal Yisrael bring me korbanos, that's be meichel of the averus. So that's a guarantee. There won't be any more mabul." So Avraham Avinu told him, "Hotina b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayom. B'zman sheim beis hamikdash kayom. So what's the guarantee?" So Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Kvatikanti lehem seidar korbanos. Already he was in the second for Klal Yisrael seidar korbanos. Shekolzman they say the seidar korbanos, and he meichel lehem alavinis seir." So we have two Gemaras, Gemara Menachos, Gemara Tanis, which Gemara brings out the importance of saying, Oisik b'teras hatos, Oisik b'teras oyla, ke'ili you brought that kol. Now look, it's brought down, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, brings down this halacha, and he says, Tov leima, Parshas HaAkeidah, Parshas HaMon, V'Aseres HaDibros. It's good to say every day, the Parshas HaAkeidah, Parshas HaMon. Then he brings you, Parshas Oyla U'Mincha U'Shlomim V'Chatos V'Oshom. It's good to say every day, all these Parshas. So the Mekor, the B'Seisi brings down on the Torah, says, what's the Mekor of this Halacha? The Mekor is this Gemara, these two Gemaras, the Gemara in Tanis, the Gemara in Menachos, that we see the importance, that if a person says the Parsha of Chatos, says these Parshas, it's as if he's brought these Karbonos. So then it's very important to say these things every day. The Bi'a Loch over here brings down exactly, there's many parshas in the Torah, what am I supposed to say? Where? Say the whole Vayikra, what should I say? So it goes through all the parshas of the Korbanos. It starts with parshas Eilu, beginning of parshas Vayikra, then the end of parshas Vayikra, you've got the parshas of Chathos, then you've got the parshas of Oshom, the parshas of Mincha, all the Menachos. And then he says, it's not good enough, you've got parshas Teder, Shlomim. Then also he said, every Korban, you can't bring a Korban without bringing a Sochim. Besides, being Eilu Shlomim, you have to bring a Sochim. So you have to say, Parsha Shlach Lecho is also a nice piece to say with all the Sochim. So there's many things to say. So the Halacha there exactly counts out all the Psukim from where to start from till where all the Parshas to go through, there should be Oisik for Parshas Chatos, Oisik for Parshas Eilu, all these Karbonos, exactly all the Psukim, should be in order to be in the Kaim, this Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, Siv Dalet. So the obvious question is, today, I don't know if anybody, maybe ask some Yechidei Sgula, but most people today, they're not Mekayim this halacha. Who says every day, all these parshas? All we say is the Ezdu Mekayimon. That's what we say, Parshat Kavanos, we say at the end, Ezdu Mekayimon Mishnayis. None of us seem to be Mekayim this halacha, often halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And the Meridik is asking, more brings it down in Menachos, Kol Oisik B'Teras Chatos. Why is none of us Mekayim this halacha? To say every day, maybe it'll take some time. Somebody we don't find there should be a Tamid, even Tamid HaChomer, we don't find the Mekayim this halacha which is brought down Shulchan Aruch. What? Huh? We don't say. The Pashas, the Psukim in the Torah, the Pashas. Pashas Chatos we don't say. We say Pashas Tomid. But we don't say all the Pashas of the Karbonos, we don't say it. Mishchatos, we don't say Pashas Eile, Pashas Oshom, Pashas Shlomim, Pashas Teder. We don't say it. And Beyoisa, some people are makbid to say Pashas Akedah, we say Parsha Mom, people say Parsha Mom, right? And it's brought down all in the same halacha, it's brought down. And the Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down this halacha, he says, Toiv Leima, it's good to say Parsha Akeidah, Parsha Mom, Ubi Yosef says Ruch Nacharav. Yosef Toiv Leima. It's better to say Parshat Korbanos. So it makes more than important to say these Parshat Korbanos more than saying the Parshat Amon, Parshat Keder. So how come none of us, we don't know to say these Parshas? So obviously, the obvious reason must be that we rely on the fact that we say Ezer Mekoyma. We say Ezer Mekoyma on Mishnayos later on in Omra, before Hoyu, before we say Ezer Mekoyma. So relying on the fact that we're saying those Mishnayos. But the question is, say that. We'll see that it's Mamisha Bechlik to be Seylach on Ezer Mekoyma. Why? There's three places in Shulchan Aruch where it's brought down saying Parshat Korbanos. First place is what we mentioned, Siman Aleph. To say Parshas Chatos Oyvishlomim. Then in Simon Memches, there's another halacha. Simon Memches, the Machaber brings down that it's good to say Parsha Tomid. Parsha Tomid, it's a common tzibur which Kalsol brought every day, twice a day. Say Parsha Tomid. Then the third place is in Simon Nun, the Machaber says, brings down the halacha of saying Ezim Mekremon, which we say every day. Ezim Mekremon Shal Zvachim. The Mishnah is the Perik in Zvachim. And the Mechaber, in two places, Simon Aleph and Simon Memches, both places the Mechaber says, after you say the Pashas, Chatos, let's say, Chatos is a good example, the Mechaber says in Siv Zion, Kishi Yisayin Pashas Ha'oyla, Yoyma Yirotzen Milfonechol, Shehizeh Choshov HaMekubu, Ke'ilu Yikravti Oyla, V'chein Yemacha Pashas HaMincho, V'ashlomin, V'mpnei Shem Bo'n Nedov. So after you've said each Pashas of the Korbonus, say Yirotzen, say Tzvillah. Here often, after saying his Pasha of Eila, it should be considered as if I brought the Korban Eila. After he said a Mincha, as if I brought a Mincha. The same thing the Mechaber says in Simon Memches, when you say Pasha Tomid, say also, after you say Pasha Tomid, here often, Keilu, crafty Pasha, Keilu, crafty Korban Tomid. Comes to Simon Nun, when the Mechaber says Ezra Mekoyman, Mechaber has mentioned a word of saying, after Ezra Mekoyman, after each paragraph, to say the Yirotzen, Kilikrafti, Eila, Kilikrafti, Mincha, Mechaber doesn't mention it. So what's the pshat? So the priest on the place on the Torah says, because Be'emes, the main saying Parshat Korbanos is in Siman Aleph. You say Parshat Korbanos. That what we say Ezer Mekoyman, the Torah brings a different reason. The Torah in Siman Nun says the reason why we say Ezer Mekoyman is because there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Omer Av Safra, Le'olam Yishalish Adam Shneiso. A person should split his years into three. Shlish for Mikra, third of his life should be busy with learning Chumash. Shlish for Mishnah, Shlish for Mishnah. So you want to ask, how does a person know how long he's going to live? He should be able to split his life? The person doesn't know. Every day. Split your day into third. So therefore, because a third of the day is supposed to spend learning Mikra, a third of the day Mishnah, a third of the day Talmud, so therefore, we split in davening. First, we say some psukim because kerenim. We say psukim in the Torah. Then we go over to Mishnayis. We say Ezim Mekoyman Shazochan. The whole period in Zochan Mishnayis. And then we say Rabbi Shmuel Leiman. That's the brisa. It's the first brisa in Torah is kerenim. So we say the brisa. So we say three things: one time Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. That's the main reason. And the Torah brings down this halacha in Siman Nun. The Mechaber in Siman Nun, very interesting Mechaber. It's one seat. Mechaber says. Tam, the Mechaber says, Tam Loma Oimrim Mishnas Ezer Mekoyman. I'm telling now the reason why do we say Ezer Mekoyman? Says the Mechaber. Kombo Mishnas Acha Pasha Tomet Pasha Ezer Mekoyman. Why? Kedei Sheyizke Kol Odom Lilmoid Bekol Yoyim Mikro Mishnah Gemara. So I have to Since when is the Mechaber giving Tam Ram Hogim? The Mechaber gives reasons for Halachas. The Mechaber is a Pisgah Halacha, telling you Halachas, telling you what to do. Following here, the Mechaber decided to tell you, I'm telling you the reason why we say Ezer Mekoyman. The Mechaber should just say, the minhag is kovu, the kivah, you should say, pass Ezer Mekoyman, b'ayis ha'mishmon. You want to know the reason behind it? Go and look in the Torah, go and look in the B'seisef. The Mechaber is not coming to tell you reasons. Why suddenly you hear the Mechaber telling you, Tom, why we say Ezer Mekoyman? Well, the pshat is, because it makes naf kimina da halacha. The Mogen Avraham brings down on the place. Mogen Avraham says, because the reason we're saying Ezer Mekoyman is not just to say Pasha Kabonis. The reason why we're saying it, is in order to learn. We're doing learning now. We're being mekayim the chelik of Mishnah. Learning Mishnayos. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're not mekayim stam just by saying it. You're only mekayim if you understand, if you know what you're saying. If you don't know what you're saying, you're wasting your time. You're not mekayim Talmud Torah. Mishnah Berurah brings down on the place. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'en kriyas perik zeh u'brayis zu Ola lelimud Mishnah the Talmud, ela lemisha maven. Aval lemisha ain't a maven. So the lelimud lo haldem. Shem loyken ain't a nechshav lelimud. So consider learning. The dafka the tefillah, you can say, even if a person doesn't understand what you're saying, a tefillah is got peyachit. A kodesh vochi there covered also. Aval em ola Mishnah va price of ain't a maven, ain't a mikro lelimud. So good learning. Just davening is one thing, learning is another thing. So that's why the Mechaber to tell you what we're doing over here. Tell you the time. Because if you would have told you the time, I would say, it's all part of tefillah. It's part of tefillah. You do understand, you don't understand, you're davening. So that's the Mechaber, no, that's not the reason. Now you're not davening. Now you're learning. You're in the middle of davening. You're going to tell some tefillah. Oh, but now you're being Mekayim, the dinner of Rav Safra. You're Mekayim now, learning Mishnayos. So Memela, if that's the reason, therefore you have to be Mechaber, you have to know what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, there's no point. So it comes out from the Mechaber. When we say Ezu Mekayimon, we're not saying Pashta Kribonis, once you speak Ilikra Pashta Tatos. Now we're Oisik and Talmud Torah. We're Oisik learning Mishnayos. No. So we manage to do Fakir, we do the opposite. We miss our Pashta Kribonis, Simon Aleph, and we're not Mekayim. We don't say Pashta Kribonis. When it comes to Simon Nun, which is through learning, oh, then we wake up, now we're doing learning. And not only that, all the Yerotsins which we say, which we're supposed to say when we say the Pashta of Simon Aleph, we say it when we say Ezra Mekayimon. After each paragraph, we say Yerotsin Kilikraft, Eilam Kilikraft, Mincha. Says Mamash Apriya, what's the meaning of Eilam that did not Mekayim the Halacha? Even though it's very Toiv Loma, I said, Toiv Loma, Shulchan Aruch, we're not Mekayim to be Mekayim, Pashta Kribonis. So I looked in Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down the Mekayim that the Rabbi brings down from the Tosfos Yomtov. Tosfos Yomtov in Sechas Brocha says, very interesting thing. The reason why we don't say it, he says, "Umekal mokim." Mishi yesh leleiv lehoven belimud. Somebody who's loch Hashem, he can learn. He shouldn't say these pashyas. Why? God learned Talmud shemayim lede meisa. Expected to learn Talmud terek neged kulam. So you don't spend your time saying so many. The Bialoch makes the whole list. How many? All the psukim of the Torah. It's better instead of saying being oisik and pashla for bonus. It's better to say and learn. And that time to say and learn. So I thought it was very strange. Sit and learn. Suddenly now we became more frum. This halacha, suddenly now, instead of this, you should go and sit and learn. And I saw that the Rabbi brings down from the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Zman Torah Lechud, Zman Tefillah Lechud. There's time for everything. There's time for davening, there's time for learning. Now you're Oisik in davening, you're Oisik in Pashat Kribonis, you should be Kili Yikiv Chatos, Kili Yikiv Oila. He's not happy to accept that. Because of that, we shouldn't say it. And therefore, the Shlach is Cholik, Adlik, Bechol Kekiv. He's got Azar Riches, the Shlod Oton, it's Kedashi, if you have time to look inside. He says, even a Talmud Chochon, somebody who's sitting and learning, he should every day make a point, he should be set aside every day to say the Pashta Kribonis. But still, you have to be Miyashav Lachay, Limut Chus, Libinig Oilam, not Negazoi. So I thought maybe we could say, just to be, give a Shtikin Limut Chus, Chas Shom, to be Chalikum, Shlokot, a Shtikin Limut Chus, to be Miyashav Minig Oilam. The Gemara here in Menachos, this Omud, everybody knows Rabbi Yitzchok, famous Rabbi Yitzchok, which we mentioned earlier. However, the Gemara here brings very similar drashas from other Amiroim, and we'll see if they are the same as Rabbi Yitzchok, different from Rabbi Yitzchok. First one the Gemara brings is one brings the pasuk Ha'omdim beveis Hashem baleilus. Omer Rabbi Yechonim, who these Ha'omdim beveis Hashem baleilus? Eilu talmidei chachomim oiskim b'Torah balayla. These are referring to Talmidei Chachomim, the Oisik Bateri Balaylo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ale Ani Aleim, Ke'ilu Asukim Ba'Aveda. Next one, next Pasuk, Rabbi Yechonim means another Pasuk. Le'olam Zoyis Al Yisroel, Rabbi Yechonim Noma, Eilu Talmidei Chachomim, Ha'asukim Behilches Aveda, Ma'ale Aleim HaKosuv, Ke'ilinim Nebeis Hamikdash Bimeim. So Bichon over here just had two members, very similar to each other. What's these two members? If you look carefully, you'll see. The first member Bichon says is Talmidei Chachomim ha'oiskim ba'Torah ba'Laila. He didn't mention what you're learning. Talmidei Chachomim ha'oiskim ba'Torah ba'Laila ma'ale alein ha'kosuv ki la'asukim ma'aveda. It's considered as if the oisik in ma'aveda. Avodas HaKorbanos. The next member Bichon was Eilu Talmidei Chachomim ha'asukim behilchas ha'aveda. He told you what they're learning. They're learning Hilchas Avodah, Ma'al Aleim Akos Kulinim Nemigdash B'Yemeim. The Gemara goes right. The Gemara brings similar, another member, Rish Lakish, and Rava, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Then the Gemara comes to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara brings another Pasuk. It says, Zeis HaTorah La'oila Lemincha Lechatos L'Oshem. What different passage from Rabbi Yitzchok? Zeis HaTorah La'oila Lemincha Lechatos L'Oshem. Says the Shlokish. Again, Kol Oisik BaTorah Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila Lemincha Lechatos L'Oshem. He doesn't say what you're learning. Kol Oisik BaTorah is Ki'ilu Hikriv these Korbanos. Rabbi says, Kol Oisik BaTorah Einu Tzorich La'oila Lemincha L'Oshem. So, argument between the Shlokish and Rabbi, if Kol Oisik BaTorah says if he bought it, or Kol Oisik BaTorah, he doesn't need to bring these korbanos. Then the more comes to Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok dashes Kol Oisik BaTorah chatos kilu hikriv chatos. So we see from here, there's two drashes. There's one drasha is Kol Oisik BaTorah. Anybody Oisik BaTorah doesn't matter what it is. You can learn anything. You can learn Noshim Nizikin. Kol Oisik BaTorah keinu we bought these korbanos. You got another drasha, Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Oisik BeHelchas Avoda. Or Rabbi Yitzchok Kol Oisik BaTorah chatos. What's the afkimele? If you're learning hilchas chatos, or if you're learning, if you can be mekane b'kol teira kula, so what's kol oisik b'teira chatos? So if you look carefully in Rashi, there's two things. There's the kol oisik that teira. Anybody's learning teira. Teira is mechapa on a person. Teira is mechapa. Rashi says, "Hatalmid teira mechapa l'avayin yisend." It's mechapa. Oh, but the top shot is kilu. You brought that kol. You didn't bring a kol. If you're oisik stam and noshim nezikin. So pshat is when you're learning now. Now I'm bringing the chafos. Now I'm bringing the oedim. It's kielu pshat is you have a kapora because teira is mechafos. Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan are saying something else. You're oisik b'teira. If you're oisik in the teira of that korban, korban chafos, it's as if now you brought chafos. Kielu hikriv chafos. Like Rava says, as kol oisik b'teira, ain't it tzorich lo oedim v'lo mincha. Pshat, he doesn't need it because the teira itself is megin is mechafos. So every limud of teira has a schus that can be mechafos on others. However, Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochanan are saying something else. They're saying, Oisik b'teira, if you bought that korban.
It's worse.
It's better. You bought the korban. It's not pshat, this time you have a kapor, time it's mechapa. You bring in the actual korban. It's two types of things. That's worse. It's two types of kapor. There's kapor of a korban. You go to Bismigosh, you bring a korban. And there's this good of teira is mechapa on a person. Without it being actually a korban. Time it's itself is mechapa on a person's awareness. So maybe it could be the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even though he's in Melamed Zchus, he says that you should bring some tests of Yontif, that you shouldn't say these, you shouldn't spend your time saying these korbanos. However, he says somebody who knows that it was Eben Avera, he knows for sure. He b'shevig did the Avera. Then he says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I agree that the next day straight away he should say the pasha of that korban, whatever it was, if it's a chatos, if it's a osham, he should say the pasha, and then he should say with all the props, all the psukim. And he said, Yirotzen, in order to be mechapa on Avir. So it comes out that that there's a difference. If a person doesn't know he was over an Avir, he just, someone wants to say it, says Shulchan Aruch Rav, he should, it's better for him to stay and learn. Tell him to Terek Negev, it's cool to stay and learn. However, if he knows he was over an Avir, then we say that he should be Oisik and Pasha on Chatos. So if, according to what we're saying, he could explain, Pshat is, a person doesn't know he was over an Avir, if he doesn't have Eben Avera, then it's enough for him to say Ezel Mekoyman. Because like we said before, Ezel Mekoyman, what's Ezel Mekoyman? That's Limud, you're learning Mishnahs. And we see in this Gemara, that by learning Torah itself, even if you're not learning something to do with Kabbalah, learning anything has the Kerach to be Mechapa. So if a person wants to learn Samaka, Parav, Alma, for that it's enough for him, he can learn Mishnahs. Chazal wanted, they chose something which has to do with Kabbalah. Of the main point of learning Ezel Mekoyman is the Mishnahs, the Limud itself, that's the Mechapa. Mashenkin, if a person knows he was over now, then he should bring, then he should actually say these parshas. Then I thought he could say a deeper explanation. I had the shayla. What was the din? Time, we know Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kol Oisik b'teiras chatos, kilu hikriv chatos. What's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? The time of the Beis HaMikdash, somebody went and he brought korbanos, somebody did an aveira, and he brought a korban. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, did a person have to also, was there also in then of Rabbi Yitzchok to learn Parshas Chatos, to say the Parshas Chatos, or no, Pan Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to bring a korban, the payout. If you're going to bring a korban, there's no point of saying it. What's the point of saying it? So I thought, that's the Parshas. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, only nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. No, we say, we've got something left, we can say the Parshas Chatos. Or the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no point of saying it. So I found, Baruch Hashem, Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Tzav, says Meredek HaChidish, says Medrash Tanchuma, Ru kama chaviva kriyas atir lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei matzav es aram es bon avleim. Kloima, says Medrash Tanchuma. She yoyimu li b'nei Yisrael, tell Kal Yisrael, v'yis asku b'kriyas oilom. It should be oisik in learning kriya seira. Sha'afa pishim akiv in oila, oiskin hoyu bi kri also. Even in time of Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael, somebody went and brought a korban oila, even so, oiskin hoyu bi kri also, kide she yizku the korban oila uve kri also. In order they should be zeicha in the korban oila, plus kriyas parshas oila. So you see, Klal, even in time of Beis HaMikdash, there was a maila for them to learn the parsha of oila. So you have to understand, what's trying this maila? You bring me a korban, why do you have to also have to be oisik in the parsha of oila? So I found Baruch Hashem, he doesn't make his medrash tanchuma, I found this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and near the day, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch Rav brings B'Shem Chachmei Emes, Hilchas Talmud Torah, brings it, he doesn't bring it in Tanya, brings it in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Zalochan Lemaise, Hilchas Talmud Torah, V'chein Omer B'Shem Chachmei Emes, he says, a person has to go through Gilgulim Rabim, in order to be Mekayim Tariag Mitzvahs, it's not just enough to be Mekayim Tariag Mitzvahs, yes, in order for a person to be Mekayim Tariag Mitzvahs, B'dibu, B'machshova, U'v'maisi. Not that enough person does the Maisa. Person has to go through Gilgulim Rabim, for him to be Mekayim the each Mitzvah, B'dibu, B'machshova, U'v'maisi. She says, B'maisi, you all know how to be Mekayim the Maisa of Tariag Mitzvahs. What's called Dibu B'machshova? He says, Dibu B'machshova is learning the halachas and the dealing of the Mitzvah. That's called Dibu B'machshova. And then he brings there, Al Derech Shomu. He brings the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchok. Kol Oisek B'Teras Chathos, Ke'ilu Hikrev Chathos. So what do you want from this Gemara? This Gemara, Kol Oisek B'Teras Chathos, Ke'ilu Hikrev Chathos, that's why then being the kind of Chilek HaMaisis, Ke'ilu Hikrev Chathos. Seems from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's learning, no. Kol Oisek B'Teras Chathos, Ke'ilu Hikrev Chathos, his trust is, when you're learning, you're being the kind of Chilek of Dibur and Machshov of that Mitzvah. So when you're bringing a Korban, it's not good enough just to bring the actual Korban, you're doing the Maisa Korban. No. Maisa Krov is where you're doing the Chelek HaMaisa of the Mitzvah. Or besides the Chelek HaMaisa, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, person has to be Mekayim Dibur HaMachshava. How you Mekayim Dibur HaMachshava of the Korban? That's by learning the Halachos of the Korban. Learning all the dinim of the Korban. That's how you Mekayim the Chelek of the Dibur HaMachshava. So Mele comes up. In time of the Beis HaMikdash, when a person brought Korban, then he's Mekayim the Chelek HaMaisa, Kromos HaKorban. And in order for him to be Mekayim the Chelek of Dibur HaMachshava, for that you have to learn to be Oisik in the Halachos of the Korban. So maybe it's very good, the Medrash Tanchuma. Even in times based on Mikdash, they actually brought the Korban, even so, Oiskin Hoyer B'Kriyosa. Why would Oiskin B'Kriyosa? To be Mekayim the other Chelek. To be Mekayim the Chelek of the Dibur and Machshov of the Mitzvah of the Korban. So maybe it could be. That's very good, because Mashav based on Mikdash Kaim, you have two Chalokim. You have the Chelek Havoras HaKorban, and then you have the Chelek, the Oiskin, the Pasha of the Dinim of the Korban. There's none as there. We don't have any Korbanos. We don't have the Chelek HaMaiser. So what's the Chelek HaMaiser? That's a good success. Call Oisik B'Pashas Chatos, Kil Hikrev Chatos. It comes up by saying it, you mekayim two things. By saying the Pasha of Chatos, you mekayim side the Chelek of Kil Hikrev Chatos, and side the Chelek of learning the Pasha of Chatos. So it could be, I thought, that how we mekayim this man there, these both halachas, there's two things you have to say. By saying the Pashas of the Chatos, the Psukim of the Torah, by saying the Psukim of the Torah, then you mekayim the Chelek of Kil Hikrev Chatos. The Gemara in Tanis, we mentioned earlier, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Avraham Avinu, Tikanti lehem Seder HaKavonos. I already am sacking for them, Seder HaKavonos. What's the Seder HaKavonos? The Pesukim, the Pashas. Through saying these Pashas, is Ki'ilu, they're Makir Lekom. So by saying the Pesukim in the Torah, then it's considered as if they're Makir Lekom. Hayim Mekayim, the Chelek, the Dibur, the Machshava. That's by being Oisi, by learning the Halachos. When you learn the halachos, you learn Torah Shebal Peh, by learning Torah Shebal Peh, then you mekayim the chelek of the Dibur and the Machshava. So the chelek ha-maisa, the kilu hikri, that's by saying the pashas. The chelek ha-dibur and machshava, that you mean mekayim by learning Torah Shebal Peh, learning the halachos. So mainly it could be, that's the pshat in the mini goyim. Somebody who's over Avera, somebody who needs to have a kapora, wherever kapora it is, then he has to do both. He has to say, Sayam Miras ha-pashas, say the pashas. That's the kid, that's the chilek ha-kovah, the chilek ha-maisa shaboy. And say, you have to have the oisik in the pasha. Say ezu mekoylon, say teresh malpeh, learn all the halachas. With that you have the chilek, the zibur, the machshava. However, somebody who hasn't been over specific already, he still wants to have the maila of saying pasha kabonis. So for him, it's not necessary to say pasha kabonis. He doesn't need the kovah. He doesn't need the kapoy. He hasn't been over anything. So he doesn't need the chilek of the maisa. The chilek of the maisa he doesn't need yet. He has never avail it. All he needs is chelik of learning it, You have the schus of Karbonis by saying it. It's kailu, you're learning in a deeper in the machshava. The chelik deeper machshava, that's what we want him to have. He doesn't need that, the chelik ha-maisa. So every day we don't need to say the parashat Karbonis. We yaitse, we're going to say Ezra Mekarim, because Ezra Mekarim we're doing, we're learning the hilchas Karbonis. By learning the hilchas of the Karbonis, like that, you have a chelik in the deeper in the machshava of the Karbon. Every time we're learning the chelik of the maisa. When you need it, you have the chelik ha-maisa, learn when you need it. Kodman, the person has been over now, he doesn't need the chelik ha-maisa. All he needs is to have the chelik of the deeper in the machshava. I thought it could be a murder kinaf kibin al alocha, according to what we're saying. The Mechaba in Simon Aleph, the Mechaba says, Tariq Leima, sorry, Sif Zayn, Sivov, Pashis ha Korbonis, Le Yoyma Ele Bayoy. The Pashis of Korbonis, which we mentioned earlier, to say all these Pashis, Chatos, Oyle, Shlom, and Mincha, only say it by day. Why? Says Mishnah Berurah. Because ena korbanos craven ela bayin, you can't be makir b'yom tzavayso, you can't be makir v'korban balayla. So the pasul of korbanos kill hikir chatos only bayin. In Seed Men Zion, the Chava says, the end of Hilchas Big Sachira. Hamashkin koydim oyayim. Somebody wakes up in the winter. It's still dark outside. Mevorech kol seidah brachos. You can say all the brachos. Chutz hanayis nasech v'bino u'pasha satomim. Pashta Tomid, you can't say it by night. She yamtin mil oimro at she yeh ayin. You have to wait till it's day. Fine, it's very good. Like the Mishabu says earlier, because all the kabbonis can only bring by day, you can't bring by night. So, head the shy. What's it comes to Ezim Mekoyim, Simon Noon? Chabi doesn't say, what's halacha then? Just say, so you say Ezim Mekoyim, there's Yisik, or other Milmoid. Can he say it before it's day? Can he say it by night or not? Head the shy. So, I saw the Mishabu and Simon Mem Zion on the place where the Mechaba says Pashta Tomid. So, Mishabu says a few words. Well, Pashta Tomid. The Kol Mishnayis HaKorbonis Shachel. And also that includes all the Mishnayis which say later on, Ki hem bimkem HaKavos HaV Ein HaKavos Ne'el HaBayon. Because it's bimkem HaKavos and Ein HaKavos El HaBayon. So Mela says in Mishnah Berurah, also the Mishnayis Ezu Mekoyimam, only by day. Mishnah doesn't make it down for anyone. It's his own Pesach. So I looked up, I saw that Teres Kenim on the Gilin of Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, where the Mechaba says there, that Pashta Korbonis, you should only say Bayon, says that Teres Kenim, oh, but Pashas Ezum Mishnas Ezum Mekoyimam, you can say it Tafila before it's day. You can say it by night. What's the pshat? What's not clear? Shabbos Gerecht. If Hakrovas Ein Kavonis Kehil Ela Bayoyim, so why is Ezum Mekoyimam different? So according to what we're saying, it's very geshmak. Mishnas Ezum Mekoyimam is saying, we're not saying it's killed now. I'm bringing a korban. I'm doing the chelik ha-maisa. The chelik ha-maisa, that's with the amiras ha-pashas. And when you say Ezum Mekoyimam, now you're learning. Like we saw in Torah earlier, the Mechaba says Ezum Mekoyimam is learning. You are now making the chelik of dibur in the machshava. You making learning of the korban. Learning of the korban can be afilled by night. Chelik ha-maisik can only be by day. Or the chelik of saying the ezum the korban and learning the halachas of the korban, above that can be afilled by night. So I just like to conclude, even though we bought limud schus on the island, which Shuchnoch Rav and the Rav brings down that they're not much fit to say the parashat of korbanos. However, so as we mentioned earlier, the Shlach Kodesh, I'll just read out a few lines of the Shlach. To show you the great importance, the Shlach finishes off saying, "V'hine ma'acha shereinu sheyesh lepashis alolu sgulos u'mailes gedolos ha'olos lemailo oid yosem m'sha'a pashis the divrei Torah." Greater than learning different m'sha'a pashis the divrei Torah, in came roi af lemishet terosoi umnosoi sheyifne atzmoi sho achas ketano bekol yoy. He set aside every day that. A time lizoy ba mirosom the last is nachasruach zodel yotzer yisbarak and yotzer oid nebeshav divetersh. Shulchan Aruch Rav say kilu tamutzer neged kulon. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you, no, this is greater than any different pashas, because with these pashas what you zeicher the gevaldik zachem which he says. So meila, even though miyashim in a goyim about somebody has half of the time is about the shizroy for him to see the pashas kabbonis and hear often as truth thing and being oisik. Now he finishes zocher and minochas. It's Isaac and Pasha's heart is Pasha's elder, which is all of the Kapara, and which is there to be asked to just get married.